And he says, oh, then there is a way to overcome suffering. That's a sort of aha, wow. So his teaching was based around rediscovering your nature, which is non-self nature.
The Buddha's self-analysis revealed the answer. If we could extinguish the delusion of self, we would see things as they truly are, and our suffering would end. We have the capacity to take control of our lives.
The Buddha seems to recognize that there's a plasticity to our minds and characters. Living in the world with the right attitude is fundamentally empowering. Basically, know yourself, and the world is yours. It's cognitive psychology, 25 centuries before the phrase is invented.
The Buddha was ready to throw all his efforts into bringing about his self-transformation. Arriving on the outskirts of a small village, he found a beautiful stretch of countryside with a pleasant grove nestled on the banks of a sparkling river.